there yet. Well, that apology for a queen looks pretty bloodless. Vlad should have hung on to his fat girl, said Lacrimosa.
Don't you start, Vlad warned. Agnes is a very interesting girl. I feel that there's a lot in her.
A lot of her, said Lacrimosa. Are you saving her for later?
Now, said the Count. Your own dear mother wasn't a vampire when I met her.
Yes, yes, you've told us a million times, said Lacrimosa, rolling her eyes with the impatience of someone who'd been a teenager for 80 years. The balcony, the nightdress, you in your cloak, she screamed.
Things were simpler then, said the Count, and also very, very stupid. He sighed. Where the hell's Igor?
Oho, I've been meaning to talk to you about him, dear, said the Countess. I think he'll have to go.
That's right, snapped Lacrimosa. Honestly, even my friends laugh at him.
I find his more gothic than thou attitude extremely irritating, said the Countess. That stupid accent. And do you know what I found him doing in the old dungeons last week?
I'm sure I couldn't guess, said the Count.
He had a box of spiders and a whip. He was forcing them to make webs all over the place.
I wondered why there were always so many, I must admit, said the Count.
I agree, Father, said Vlad. He's all right for Uberwald, but you'd hardly want something like him opening the door in polite society, would you?
And he smells, said the Countess.
Of course, parts of him have been in the family for centuries, said the Count, but I must admit he's getting beyond a joke.
He yanked the bell pull again.
Yes, Master, said Igor behind him.
The Count spun round.
I told you not to do that.
Not to do what, Master?
Turn up behind me like that.
It's the only way I know how to turn up, Master.
Go and fetch King Verence, will you? He's joining us for a light meal.
Yes, Master.
They watched the servant limp off. The Count shook his head.
He'll never retire, said Vlad. He'll never take a hint.
And it's so old-fashioned having a servant called Igor, said the Countess. He really is too much.
Look, it's simple, said Lacrimosa. Just take him down to the cellars, slam him in the Iron Maiden, stretch him on the rack over a fire for a day or two, and then slice him thinly from the feet upwards so he can watch. You'll be doing him a kindness, really.
I suppose it's the best way, said the Count sadly.
I remember when you told me to put my cat out of its misery, said Lacrimosa.
I really meant you to stop what you were doing to it, said the Count. But, yes, you are right. He'll have to go.
Igor ushered in King Verence, who stood there with the mildly bemused expression of someone in the presence of the Count.
Ah, Your Majesty, said the Countess, advancing. Do join us in a light meal.
Agnes's hair snagged in the twigs. She managed to get one boot on a branch while holding on for dear life to the branch above, but that left her other foot standing on the broomstick, which was beginning to drift sideways and causing her to do what even ballerinas can't do without some training.
"Can you see it yet?"
Nanny cried from far too far below.
"I think this is an old nest as well. Oh, no.
What's happened?"
"I think my drawers have split."
"I always go for roomy myself," said Nanny.
Agnes got the other leg onto the branch, which creaked.
"Lump!" said Perdita. "I could have climbed this like a gazelle."
"Gazelles don't climb," said Agnes.
"What's that?" said a voice from below.
"Oh, nothing."
Agnes inched her way along, and suddenly her vision was full of black and white wings. A magpie landed on a twig a foot from her face and screamed at her. 5 others swooped in from the other trees and joined in the chorus. She didn't like birds in any case. They were fine when they were flying, and their songs were nice. But close to, they were mad little balls of needles with the intelligence of a housefly. She tried to swat the nearest one, and it fluttered onto a higher branch while she struggled to get her balance back. When the branch stopped rocking, she moved further along, gingerly, trying to ignore the enraged birds, and looked at the nest. It was hard to tell if it was the remains of an old one or the start of a new one, but it did contain a piece of tinsel, a shard of broken glass, and gleaming, even under this sullen sky, something white with a gleaming edge.
5 for silver,